Does military service negatively affect transgender adults? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Charles P. Hoy Ellis, assistant professor in the Department of Social Work at the University of Utah, has a surprising answer.
Just a year ago, the Department of Defense lifted the ban on transgender Americans serving openly in the military. Yet serving with pride appears to be nothing new among transgender people. In fact, transgender individuals may serve in the military at proportionally higher rates than the general population. Research on military service in the general population has often focused on short-term negative effects such as PTSD. A few studies that looked at longer-term impacts found some positive associations with mental health outcomes, but these seem to disappear or even reverse over time. Transgender veterans appear to have higher rates of depression than non-transgender veterans. Our own research suggests that community-dwelling transgender older adults also have disproportionately high rates of depression. We found linkages between internalized stigma related to gender identity and sexual orientation, lifetime experiences of discrimination and victimization, and depression. Taken together, these findings suggested that prior military service would negatively influence the mental health of transgender older adults. Counterintuitively, we found that prior military service seems to be associated with lower levels of depressive symptoms and better psychological health-related quality of life among transgender older adults. Furthermore, we found that military service significantly attenuated the previously identified relationship between identity stigma and depressive symptoms. Identifying underlying mechanisms through which these and other factors interact to promote mental health and optimal aging among some members of the transgender community will be important next steps in supporting this historically marginalized yet highly resilient population.
That was Charles P. Hoy Ellis of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.